Go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word, so that I may go also and pay him homage. This directive from Herod the Great to the three wise guys who have come from the east looking for the newborn king of the Jews, the Messiah of the Jews, have this directive. Is it an honest directive or not? No, it's not an honest directive. He didn't want to go and pay homage to this newborn king. He didn't want to go pay homage to this proclaimed Messiah. He didn't want to go pay homage along with the wise guys. No, he wanted to go and do what? Kill him. He wanted to wipe out, destroy, get rid of this pretender to his throne that he was going to keep for himself and hand down to his descendants. He didn't want to give it away to some brat. He didn't want to give it away to some brat born in Bethlehem. Who the heck comes from Bethlehem anyway? Go, search diligently for the child. Motivations and self-deceiving lies. You know what? That's kind of what New Year's is about, isn't it? Motivations and self-deceiving lies. I resolve that I'm not going to go to that buffet again. It's New Year's Day. I've stuffed myself like a goose. I'm never going to be hungry again. As God is my witness, I'm never going to be hungry again. Not because I'm starving, but because I'm full. I won't need to go to that buffet again. 24 hours later, stomach starts grumbling. And that mashed potatoes and fried chicken, oh, that's good stuff. Nothing like that good old country fried cooking. Yeah. Just might as well go chew on a bar of wax to get all that nice fat into your bloodstream, right? Yeah. Resolutions last about 2 days, and then they're gone. 2 days. Self-deceiving lies. Herod was lying, not self-deceiving. He was trying to deceive those wise guys because he wanted to kill that child. That was his resolution. That was what he was resolved to do. Go search diligently for the child. That's the calling that we have. To search diligently for the child. The child born in Bethlehem of Judea. The child born of Mary. The child, the promised child. The child of peace, the child who would become the Prince of Peace, the child who would bring hope to the universe, the child of whom we sung today in this beautiful new hymn, Star Child. Every time I sing this, I get a little teary-eyed, except when I get down to verse 4, spared child, spoiled child. That's me, my friends. That's our entire culture today. Spare child, spoiled child, having, wanting more. But it's verse 5 that hits me right here. Hope for peace, child. The child who is the hope for peace. Hope for peace, child. God's stupendous sign. Down to earth, child. Star of stars. That shine. This year, let the day arrive when Christmas, which is the presence of Christ, when Christmas comes for everyone alive. The hope for peace child, the down to earth child, the hope for peace child is the one for whom we search diligently today. Especially when you turn on the TV yesterday and you see that armies have gone into Gaza. Oh, the Hope for Peace Child. If we have any hope for peace, if we have any hope for peace on earth and goodwill towards all, it's with that child, in that child, the one who grew up to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world, the one who came into this world to be the Savior of the world. It is He for whom we are called to search diligently. Was he lost? About 15 years ago, Mom and Dad were over after church on a Sunday, and we were getting ready to go eat, and I heard us knock on the door. So I went and opened the door, and there's this young man there, dressed in a shirt, white shirt with a tie, and he had one of them floppy Bibles, you know, with a nice leather binding. And he's standing there and holding it and looking at me, and he says, "Have you found Jesus?" And me, being the naughty kid that I sometimes am, turned around and yelled out at Mom and Dad, "Hey, Mom, Dad, there's a guy out here looking, trying to find Jesus. Have you seen him anywhere?" We act as if Jesus is someone we can lose, when in truth, it's not Jesus who is lost. It's not God who is lost. It's we who are lost. "Have you found Jesus?" "I didn't know I was lost." But we are. This world is. "I'm doing fine, Greg." "I don't know what you're talking about being lost. I go to church. I have enough religion. I go to church. I'm not lost." Oh, yes, we are. In a world that forgets about the Hope for Peace Child. In a world that forgets about the down-to-earth child, the child who is God come down to earth to be with us. The world that forgets about the calling of peace on earth, goodwill towards all. And that means all, friends. Not just the ones you like, the ones you enjoy sitting by and on Sunday morning in church. That means all. The Hope for Peace Child isn't lost. We are. We're lost. This world is lost. And it is the Hope for Peace Child, in this ironic twist, it is the Hope for Peace Child who is searching diligently for us. Will we hear? Will we see? Will we receive the call of the Hope for Peace Child who is searching diligently for us? Not "have you found Jesus," but "have you been found by Jesus?" That's the question. Have you been found by the Hope for Peace Child? Today, in this first Sunday of 2009, last Sunday, looking backwards, it was easy. Saying we made it through 2008 was simple, because we had. 2008 was done with. We were finished with the year. There was no more to come. We could say easily and with confidence, we made it through 2008. But now we're sitting in the first Sunday of 2009, the first Sunday of a new year, the first Sunday of 2009, can we say with faith looking forward, we made it through 2009? If we have been found by the Hope for Peace Child, if we have been found by the down-to-earth child, if we have been found by the child, the Prince of Peace, the Lord of Lords, the King of the universe, if we have been found by Jesus, then we can say with faith, looking forward, we made it through 2009.
Well, Greg, what happens if we go out and get in our cars and we go home, and on the way home we're broadsided and killed instantly? What happens if we don't make it physically through 2009? What then? If we've been found by the Hope for Peace child, if we've been found by the down-to-earth child, if we've been found by the child, the Prince of Peace and Lord of Lords, the King of the universe, if we have been found by Jesus, then no matter where we are, no matter what we do, no matter what we face, we can say we made it through 2009. In the face of lost jobs, in the face of lost loved ones, sons and daughters, parents, grandparents, in the face of loved ones gone off to war, in the face of surgery, in the face of final exams, in the face of new students who you'd like to give back, in the face of that IRS audit. I'd have to mention that one. In the face of rough financial times. The hardest thing about the future is you don't know it. We are not omniscient. We don't know the future. But the Hope for Peace child does. The down-to-earth child does. The Prince of Peace, the Lord of Lords, the King of the universe does. And whatever we face, be it being out of work, be it illness, be it any of the trials and tribulations of this life or the next, we face it, having been sought out diligently and found by the Hope for Peace child. The child who brings the end of againstness with God. So we can face 2009, proclaiming from the beginning in faith that we made it. I want you to say that with me today as an act of faith, as a profession of faith. I want you to say with me today, we made it through 2009. Say it with me now. We made it through 2009. I don't think you believed it. Say it again. We made it through 2009. Now, I want you to personalize it. Because we face everything, not just with God on our side, and who else do you need, but we also face it with each other. But sometimes it feels as though we're so very alone, but there's nobody else there. So I want you to personalize it. Change the pronoun from we to I. And say it with me now. I made it through 2009. That's an act of faith, my friends. That's an act of faith. That no matter where you are, no matter what you face, you face this new year with God. You face this new year with the Hope for Peace child. And let us hope for peace, the end of againstness with God. For peace, the end of againstness with each other. For peace in this world. And let us be agents proclaiming the grace and peace of God to all in 2009.
Listening to a sermon by Dr. Gregory Neal, Senior Pastor of St. Stephen United Methodist Church and Rector of Grace Incarnate Ministries. Copyright by Dr. Gregory S. Neal. All rights reserved. For more information or to listen to other sermons by Dr. Neal, visit us on the web at www.revneal.org. That's www.revneal.org. You are also invited to visit us in person at St. Stephen United Methodist Church, 2520 Oates Drive, Mesquite, Texas, 75150. This program was produced by Dr. Greg Neal.